Me ollaan saamaslaisia, jos te tiedä, ketä me ollaan.
It is a late Friday night in downtown Turku, one of the biggest cities in Finland. 22-year-old Sanna Aalto patrols the streets with her friend Maria Kanniainen. They are part of a non-profit organization called Operaatio Saapas or Operation Boot. Many weekends even underage youngsters drink too much and need help. A lot of teens just need someone who listens, Sanna explains.
That is the most important thing. I think that no one really listens young people, not in schools or... They just gather in the cities and volunteers are what they need. I think so.
Are parents too busy to talk to young people?
Yes, they are. Not all, but I think the most of. Parents think that society takes care of them, youngsters, I mean.
Excessive use of alcohol is a serious problem in Finland with people of all ages. Sanna thinks that youngsters drink alcohol to feel more accepted.
Young can express their feelings very well, and they try to drown their feelings into alcohol.
Sanna has been involved with Saapas in Turku for 5 years already. She is now the chairman of the operation. Maria, her friend, feels Sanna was practically born for this job, since she knows how to talk to teens.
Yes, yes, Sanna knows how to talk. Yes, yes, she is a very good talker. Yeah, Sanna is very social and youngsters speak to Sanna very, very well. There is no tension between them, so it's very easygoing when they talk.
Miten niin? Kaikki huippukokitkin on miehiä.
No niin, no sen takia, koska niitä naisia on tässä
päivänä. Maria has patrolled a lot with Sanna, so she knows what she's talking about. Maria says that being a good team player is important in this line of work.
Sanna is very, she talks a lot and she knows it, maybe too much sometimes. No, it's not a bad thing when she talks. She takes control of situation, she knows what's happening and takes care of her team players and she can do a lot of things at once. It's in her blood to do this, yeah.
Sanna has noticed that a lot of teens they work with need a friend. Part of her wants to be a full-time friend with young people, but she has learned not to get too close.
I have to separate myself and volunteer Sanna. I can't take all the her problems to me because it's come to my problems then.
But you're her friend when you see her on the street?
Yes, I could say so.
Helping teens is not easy. And the volunteers don't get paid, but they are rewarded in a different way, Sanna explains.
I'm giving all when I'm here. I try really help. I always can't do that, but when I can, I feel like, yes, I did some good. And it helps me going on in this work.
Sanna is also involved with two other organizations. She volunteers in a maritime rescue association and in an animal welfare organization. Sanna thinks volunteering is something she wants to continue for the rest of her life.
I think so. Not maybe in Saapas, but in other volunteer works. And it depends if Saapas continues in Turku. If it doesn't, I have to think another works to do.
Recently, Saapas has had trouble recruiting new volunteers. Sanna's friend Maria thinks Sanna might even start a project of her own.
Yes, I think Sanna will start her own volunteer organization. And maybe she doesn't work with young people or teen, but maybe her own age people or a little bit older people, I think.
Sanna knows she is making a big difference in many teens' lives in Turku, but she is not trying to change the world.
No, I'm trying to influence to the world. No one can change the world, but you can make it a better place.
The night is young and there are a lot of teens to help. Sanna Aalto and Maria Kanniainen head towards the city market square. This is Ari Velling for DW in Turku, Finland.